What's your name? I have seen you before. What's your name? May I walk you to your door? It's so hard to find.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. I'm Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天呢，我们要说说一直很受大家欢迎的一个话题，就是
My name,
English names.
Yes, of course.
英语名字。
This is a really popular topic. I didn't know.
Well, because everyone needs a name.
Right.
但是呢，我们今天这个角度是之前我们做节目没有说过的，就是英语的名字里面有很多的小名。
Okay, so like pet names or nicknames
Really, you call them pet names?
Sure, yeah.
So you pet, when you talk about a pet name, it's not the name of your dog or
right.
cat.
Right. It's like pet, you're like my friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 小名、pet names or
right.
nicknames. 比如说一些名字像 Bill or Billy.
Oh.
其实它是 William 的、
yeah.
pet name,、
right.
是从 William 这个名字来的、
right.
Maybe you didn't know that.
That's right.
那今天呢，我们就会讲讲很常见的一些 pet names and nicknames， 希望大家喜欢。那我们在今天的推送里面呢，也会 we'll list out all of these names we talk about, maybe a few more。那大家到开言英语的微信公众号回复英语名就可以了。OK, so 我们就先说说 Adam 的名字吧。
OK,
你这个其实就是亚当了，世界上第一个人。
That's right.
所以这个就不是什么的。Pet name,
no.
就是一个小名。
Well, my family,、a lot of people in my family call me Ad, but nobody says that, and I don't like it.、
就是你家也有人叫你 Ad, A-D.
A-D, 就是广告的意思是吧
Advertising, okay, 对、yeah. 所以你不是很喜欢这个
yeah,
对吧
never liked it, and I've never heard anybody else say that, just my family.
对因为 Adam 已经 很短很好念了 so、I guessYou don't really need,
a
nickname for it. 但是有一个比较像就 Ed.
Ed, yep.
很多男生可能他叫 Ed.
I'm Ed.
It's from Edward.
Edward.
爱德华对吧、Edward 还能被缩写成很多其他的名字是吧
Oh yeah, there's a lot.
Like Eddie.
Ned.
Ned,
yeah.
我觉得好像英国人 British,、
yeah.
I've met quite a few Brits, 英国人叫 Ned.
Right, exactly.、Hello, my name is Ned.
你一定要这样的口音吗
Yes.
好那讲讲英国的这个 Prince Charles,、既然我们讲了这些英国人的名字、Now, when you say Charles, it just sounds so regal, 就是很皇家的感觉。
Yes, Charles.
但是这个名字跑到美国以后就被变成了 Chuck.
Chuck, yeah. Hey, Chuck.
我觉得 Chuck 就很像一个伐木工、
like
a logger?
Yeah, like a lumberjack.
Lumberjack,
yeah, lumberjack,
yeah, yeah. 就是听起来很实在的这么一个人。
Sure, yeah. Also, Chuck also means like throw it away.Chuck、
oh,
something out,
chuck it.
It means throw it away.
丢掉、是反正就有美国人会叫 Chuck.
Yeah, chuck it out.、Yeah.
对但他叫 Chuck, 但是可能他的这个什么 birth certificate, 出生纸啊、或者他 social insurance card 上面写的是 Charles.
Right, exactly.
但 Charles 除了 Chuck 以外另外比较常见的可能大家听过的一个pet name 就是
Charlie.
好那我们讲了很多男生的名字我们来讲讲女孩的名字好了、比如 Alice
okay
Allie 我觉得美国女孩对叫 Allie 的、
yep.
还挺多 it's such a cute name
I am Allie
然后像什么 Alice Alicia Allison这些都是差不多一个名字的 different variations
sure exactly
变种对吧、所以有的时候如果你取一个名字你觉得 Alice 如果有点太大众化、哦、a little bit old fashioned 比较老的话你可以变成 Alicia or Allison
Sure, Allie
And you notice that when a girl、她可能大名叫 Allison 但她小的时候 Because Allison sounds a bit serious、And a little bit older 所以她小的时候可能她的爸爸妈妈然后 都会叫她 AllieRight,
exactly.
Because it sounds cute.
Well, that's why we call it a pet name, too. It's because it's usually your family、or your friends that are calling you this.
说到 A 女生的名字 Amanda.
Amanda. Mandy.
Or even Amy.
Amy, yeah.
It kind of comes from Amanda.
Probably the same thing.
好，那我们再跳到男生的名字好了。What about Andrew?
Andrew, okay. So this is interesting for me because on my two sides of the family, I have two cousins, both named Andrew. And so their shortened name is both Andy.
Andy, 对。
But they spell it differently.
对，就是 A-N-D-Y 或者 A-N-D-I-E、都可以。
But usually I feel, in my experience, when I meet a girl named Andy,
I-E 比较多这个拼法。哎，女生的名字那个 Anne,、A N N E,
okay,
或者 A N N 对吧？或者 Anna, 或者一些 Annie, A N N I E, 其实这是一组 all together、
right.
啊。What about Anthony?
Anthony,
yeah, a guy's name Anthony.
Okay, oh, my favorite joke, yeah. Hey, Anthony or Tony? Have you seen Anthony? Yeah, he's in Italy with Tony.
有点冷。
No, it's really.
英语怎么讲一个冷笑话
？It's a. We don't really say it's a cold joke. We say it fell flat.
Okay, the joke fell flat.
But in any case, it wasn't
直接掉到地上死掉了一个笑话。
But it wasn't a joke. It was a true story that I actually heard in. Okay, it fell flat.
Okay, so Anthony shortened to Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
Tony, 如果是 T-O-N-I 的话、有女孩子、
yeah.
Or there's an Australian actress who I really like、
oh.
Tony Collette、
oh.
就是 T-O-N-I 好，那我们来看看 B
B, okay
Ben 啊，男生这个
Oh yes, Benjamin
对，所以 Ben 就是从 Benjamin 来的、
right.
就最有名卷福嘛
嗯、
Benedict. Oh, yeah,
Benedict.
Cumberbatch, 卷福
Oh, yeah. Benny.
所以 Benjamin Benedict, 然后日常生活中这个叫起来太麻烦了对吧太正式了、所以一般就是 Ben or Benny.
Well, the one name you haven't mentioned yet, Jenny, is Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth II of England and Canada and Australia. There are so many names that
come
from Elizabeth.
比如说
Liz. Lizzie.
然后还有 Lisa,
Liza,
对对对
so many. Or you take the other part of the word, Beth.
啊对 Betty.
so many.
What about, Ellie.
Ellie, Eleanor, right, it's from Eleanor. It's my mother's name, actually, Eleanor, Ellie.
Makes me think of Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh really, it makes me think of Eleanor Rigby, the Beatles song.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. Different. Great minds sometimes think alike.
好，我们前面说的是男生很多这个 B 开头的名字嘛，比如一个大帅哥演员 Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
So Bradley 很多时候就变成 Brad.
Yeah. In fact, before Bradley Cooper was famous, I didn't really hear of a lot of Bradleys.
但美国男的叫 Brad 的还蛮多的
Brad, yeah, Brad. And the only time I would ever hear Bradley is if my friend Brad made his mother angry. And then you would hear, you know, Bradley?
Oh, 你小孩就是他爸妈如果真的叫他大名的时候通常就是他做了坏事然后爸妈比较生气是吧、
exactly.
对就像我们中文也是的像我儿子叫朱子轩但你不会连名带姓的叫他、除非He did something bad,、
right.
and I'll be like, 朱子轩。好，哎，那男的 C 开头的名字，我就想到 Christopher.
Sure.
这个就是什么 Chris 呀，然后
And Topher, right? A lot of guys go by the name Topher now.
Really, Topher?
Yeah. There was a really famous show called That 70s Show. The star was named Topher
Grace. Yeah.
For me, it's interesting because Christopher is my middle name.
你中间的那个名字。
So, and I've never, you know, used the name at all, but when I meet a Chris, I always say, oh, that's my middle name.
像你们的 middle name, 是每个人都会有吗还是不一定而且有的人他不仅有一个 middle name, 他有两个。
Yeah, maybe a couple. It's different for everybody. In my case, on my dad's side of the family, everyone's middle name is like my grandfather's name.And on my mother's side of the family, it's the same thing.
所以你们小孩的 middle name 都是一样的，都是你 grandfather.
It's not a rule. It's just I think that's what
family tradition.
Family tradition, right?
好，那接下来我们再看一个特别大众化的名字好了，比如 Daniel, 男生的这个。
Okay, so we got Dan,
Danny,
Danny,
对，然后
Danny Boy,
David, 就是 Dave,
Dave, Davey,
Davey, yes. 女生如果 Deborah.
Oh, okay. Debbie.
Debbie.
Debbie, yeah.
你讲的这个就让我想到了 Spencer、I noticed that sometimes he'll call me Jen.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate it.
I noticed that.
I haven't told him that, but...
Yeah.
Okay, I basically don't really like the name Jennifer or Jen. So, I'm just Jenny.
Just Jenny is okay.
但是对，当然，我只是没有那么喜欢，我也真的不是说那么讨厌或者什么。So, when is it okay for people to...你就自动把人家的名字搞短了、or you shouldn't really be trying that 还是你不太应该那样把人家的名字搞短
The problem is it's, again, it's usually your friends that are, if your name, for example, is Robert, it's usually、on your business card or Jenny said before, your birth certificate, it will say Robert, but your friends will probably call you Robbie or、Bobby
or Rob. 而且我觉得有这种小名呢它还有一个好处就是随着你年龄的改变比如有一些名字他年轻的时候用是很可爱的但是 as you mature, right,、as you get older, maybe you prefer to call yourself or other people to call you the full name. 那接下来我们再来选几个有特色的好啦、比如 House of Cards, 纸牌屋那个 Frank Underwood.
OK.
你就发现他老婆有的时候就会叫他 Francis.
Francis.
就很正式的、对吧就别人都叫他 Frank.
Francis.
所以男的这个 Frank 的名字是从 Francis 来的 Francis 听起来有点女性化 It sounds a little bit feminine or
Francine、
Francine
Francine is a pretty feminine one、Francesca、also But now we're starting to get into more like European
对对对
names
So Frank
Frank、
Francis 这样来的、我们讲了很多我发现有一些特别明显的名字我们没说比如说 the name Jack, 杰克。
Yeah, okay. So Jack is often、just switched for John.
对,其实 Jack 是从 John,、约翰这个名字来的。
Right. Sure, for me it was learning about、JFK, President
对对对
Kennedy, when I was a kid, because his name was
John F. Kennedy.
But in all of the movies I saw and all the people talking about him, they always said,Jack Kennedy was a good man.
对对对。
Jack, who's Jack Kennedy?
哎，你这样说，这个他的不是有一个弟弟，Ted Kennedy,
right.
Teddy,
yep.
or Ted,
yep.
这个名字是从 Edward.
Edward, yeah.
Speaking of J's, 觉得英语里面 J 的名字真的好多、比如男生的这个 Jonathan.
Okay, so John again, right?
但那个 John 好像会拼成 J-O-N.
Yeah.
Not J-O-H-N.发音一样吗
same,
John,
completely
John,
okay.
因为我们的同事
Nathan,
yeah, 对是从 Jonathan 来的或者 Johnny.
Johnny, yeah.
对 Johnny from John or Jonathan.
Hey, but you said Nathan, and usually,、like I do know a few Nathans, they usually go by Nate.
Oh, Nate.
Yeah, Nate.
你前面说 they go by something,、这个也是谈到名字的时候很好的一个说法。
Yes. Right, so maybe your name is
Jonathan.
Jonathan, but you,、the name you want to be called,、the name you go by is John or Jack. Or maybe you go by your middle name.
Can you say to someone, 别人问你叫什么名字、你说 I'm Jonathan, but I go by Nathan.
I go by this, yeah.
也可以啊、
sure.
就你告诉他你的大名但是你再告诉他 I go by 我的小名、就是我更prefer 我更、希望别人那样叫我是吧
Right, exactly. And just thinking about your own,、not a problem, but just if people call you Jen, for example, a really common and polite way to kind of、deal with that is just to say, you know, I prefer to be called、this. And it doesn't have to be、impolite. It's just telling the other person, you know, I don't want to be called Bobby. I want to be called Robert.
Okay,
I
okay,
prefer to be called...、
I prefer to be called 什么什么、啊、还有一个那个名字我觉得我们 一定要说的这个男生的名字就是 Richard
Oh,、yeah. oh this is my family name So we've talked about my first name, my middle name and my family name What a boring name
Richard 他可以变成好多好多的、pet names、比如 Rick
Rick Rich
Richie、Ricky
Ricky Yeah Dick
那美国有个很有名的主持人叫 Dick Clark,
Dick
Cheney.
Dick Cheney. Yeah, like a kid today probably would go by Richard, but、like my parents' generation, they were probably the last to go by Dick.
Dick. 后来 Dick 就有了另外的一个意思。
But like you, well, I think it's been that meaning for a long time.
但以前的人不会那样想，可能。Okay, well, there are so many names, so we'll put a complete list.Or far less the complete listing、right. 今天的推送大家可以去查我们最后再来说说常见的好了就是 Victoria
Yes, that was the other one I wanted to say
你从 V 把它搞成小名的话你可以有什么 Vicky、
mm.
但是后面的 T 也是可以 Tory
Tory, yeah
像有一个品牌 Tory Burch、
sure.
然后对它这个大名就叫 Victoria、yeah.
So once again, you know, Queen of England If it was a king or a queen's name, there's probably going to be a dozen, you know, pet names for this name.
哎呀，你说最后你想说这个，我突然发现我们女生还有一个名字漏了，就是 Catherine. 因为 Catherine 有 so many Kate, Katie,
Kathy,
Kathy,
Kathy with a K,
Kathy with a C 都可以，对吧？ In any case, we hope you've enjoyed today's show and it has given you some new inspiration with English names.
Yeah, maybe with your own name.
对的，对的，大家可以跟我们分享自己的英语名，然后起名的建议我们一直也会被问，大家想问就问吧。Okay, that's it from us. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. 然后如果你觉得意犹未尽，还想学得更多更好的话呢，可以到开言英语的微信公众号了解体验我们的付费课程。体验以后想要购买的话，在公众号也有最优惠的价格。
That's right, guys. It's only $6.29 for the whole year.
学习一年只要629元，是从你购买的那天算起。我们现在已经有700多节课 and counting. Okay, hope you've enjoyed today's show, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye guys.
What's your name?Shoo-be-doo-ba-ba-da!